Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspaper articles of the day. For some, automobiles were a topic of humor. Burlesque for the auto folks. I have never been able to understand why some people make such hard work of running a car. To me, it's the simplest thing in the world. There's a starter, a stopper, a steerer, and a horn. There's a place for gas, a place for water, 30 places for oil, and about 57 placed for grease. Any mutt should be able to keep these full, and really, that's all there is to it. Of course, emergencies will arise, but if the driver uses common sense, there should be no cause for worry. To illustrate, suppose you see a cloud of steam coming out of a radiator chimney. That's a sure sign that your car is overheated and needs a drink. Any kind of water will do, but ice water is preferred. In fact, chopped ice is a splendid thing to fill the radiator with. Or suppose you wish to park your car while you take a hike. Having no long chain and padlock along, you are afraid someone will steal it. Just take off a wheel or two and bury them in the ground. Or let the gasoline out of the tank. Then go ahead, enjoy yourself, and be assured that your boat will be at anchor upon your return. Some people have a habit of removing the engine, but this is unnecessary and takes too much time. Now, some people have a habit of stripping gears. This is entirely unnecessary. But if you insist on forming the habit, the best way is to speed up to a mile a minute on high gear and then suddenly shift into reverse. You may not get all the gears the first time, but with practice, you can leave them as nude as summer morn. A famously scandalous painting of a naked young woman at the beach. And then there is a disease called tinkeritis. Many people there be who are afflicted with it. If you get to taking your car apart every morning before breakfast and losing several parts in the grass, you may know that you have been exposed. Tinkeritis is catching and generally fatal, but is encouraged by repair shops. In passing a hospital, blow your horn as loud as possible and keep your muffler wide open. This makes business good for the undertaker, and besides, it shows that you are independent and don't cater to anyone. These rules, if followed closely, will either make a good driver of you or land you in jail for about 30 days. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.